أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. صدق الله العظيم. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the next Nabi of Allah. Yesterday we discussed Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Prior to that, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. And before that, both Hazrat Sulaiman and Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Before we begin, with regards to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, there are many traditions which come from the Yahud, which we can term as biblical narrations, and many of them are of such a nature that it does not befit the token, it does not befit the status of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was-salam, as we know, was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him very great status in so far as being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, and together with that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him many material things, things of this material world. Like it comes in the narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him homes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him property, farms. Together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him wealth, the wealth of gold and silver, the wealth of livestock. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him children that were very obedient to him, and also a wife that was very loyal and faithful to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. In short, whatever a person would require in this material world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. And in that time when Allah had granted him all these ni'mats, he made abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But then Allah Rabbul Izzat had to put him through a test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the endurance of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. In that test, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna wajadnahu sabira." We had found him one who had persevered, and obviously he passed this test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these kinds of tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam through, and Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us, and it becomes a lesson for us till the day of Qiyamah. Hence Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was-salam's test was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the material things that Allah had given him, the property, the farms, the livestock. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away his children from him, and the only person that remained with Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was his wife. The physical body of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was afflicted by some form of disease. In the narrations we find that some have stated it may have been leprosy, others stated it was some form of boils that came on Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. His friends, his family, all had left him beside his wife, Hazrat Layyah, according to the narration, either the daughter or the granddaughter of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, that remained with him. His people had removed him from community and society to the garbage dumps, and Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam persevered, he endured, he made sabr, and he took this in his stride. The only two things that were not affected of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was the tongue of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam and the heart. And with these two, he still made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration it comes that when he had the offspring and the children and all the wealth, he made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When all that was removed, not only did he make sabr and he endured, then also he made shukr to Allah. Allah, you have removed all these obstacles now between me and you. And there is nothing between me and you, and hence I will continue to make your ibadat. At that time, even his wife, when she saw the difficulties he was going through, she has requested him, she asked him to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam had felt that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with this condition of minds, I should also be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. A point in time had come in the life of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, when he eventually made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about that part of it. Allah says, "Wa Ayyub," and remember Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, "idh nada rabbahu," at that time when he called upon his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "anni massani al-dur," O Allah, afflictions has befallen me. Difficulties have come upon me. My body is in pain. There are these difficulties that have come. And the dua he's made was simply, "Wa anta arhamur rahimin," O Allah, you are most merciful of those who show mercy. The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, "Fastajabana la," we responded to his call, "fakashafna ma bihi min dur," and we removed whatever afflictions had come upon Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. It comes in a riwayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam that he should rub his heel, or he should strike his heel on the ground, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a spring to burst out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam to drink from it and also to wash his body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated the health of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Those bodily afflictions, whatever the pain may have been, that was all removed from Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and we had granted him his family, in other words his children, the likes of them with them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the children of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had 7 sons and 7 daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated them by resurrecting them, giving them life again. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more, 7 sons and 7 daughters even more. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubled that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated whatever material losses Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam had lost. And hence in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two things, rahmatam min indina, this was a form of rahmah from our side, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa dhikra lil abidin, and it was a means of reminder for those who serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who have the quality of abdiyat, those who are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. For us it is a lesson, and it is a lesson till the day of Qiyamah. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, sometimes there can also be a test from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away, that is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More especially when we see the losses of others, we should never feel in our hearts that person has lost because he is disobedient to Allah, or because it is a punishment from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam go through this test, and it only brings us closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.